College football's national champion will be decided Friday during the Fiesta Bowl in Tempe, Arizona, where the Miami Hurricanes play the Ohio State Buckeyes. But for several thousand dedicated high school musicians who have traveled to Arizona, the football game isn't what's important. Mark Moran, a member station KJZZ, reports.
A dozen of the best high school marching bands in the country were invited to compete here at the annual Battle of the Bands. They came from such far-flung points as Webster, New York, and Jefferson City, Missouri. Their uniforms are creative and colorful, their turns sharp and quick, and their music near perfect. 175 high schoolers and some brave parents who make up the pride of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma marching band endured a long, uncomfortable trip to get here. Beth Davis's son, Chris, is a trumpeter in the pride of Broken Arrow.
We traveled out here on chartered buses, and it was a 22-hour drive, but it's 22 fun hours.
These marching bands, organizers say, are high school's best of the best. Dick Stemple, who's been the director of the competition for 25 years, says the crowds watching it continue to grow, this year to better than 10,000 people.
I know it's because it's so very wholesome, and it also gives us belief in our youth. When people come and see what these high school kids can do on a football field, they are absolutely impressed, and they think we're in good shape.
This is the fifth trip for the Pride of Broken Arrow marching band. They finished second this year, losing by 0.2 points to the winning band from Etowanda, California. It's Broken Arrow's third runner-up showing. For 16-year-old Diane Walden, who spent countless hours practicing and fine-tuning her steps, the band contest is more important than any college football championship, the reason everybody's here in the first place.
Do you care about the Fiesta Bowl game itself?
Kind of. Not really.
Do you know who's playing in the game?
Isn't it like Miami and somebody else?
It's a good thing that most of these kids don't care about the game. Tickets are selling on the street for several thousand dollars each, and hotel rooms for miles around have been sold out for weeks. But for these musicians, director Dick Stemple says, none of that matters.
Can you imagine being in a Kentucky town, small, depressed, cold day, they get on an airplane, fly to Phoenix, march in front of 400,000 people, go to the Grand Canyon. Many of those kids, this will be the trip of their lifetime.
So who cares about a college football game?
Yeah, who's playing?
All 12 bands that competed in the championship marched in the Fiesta Bowl parade on New Year's Eve Day, which may have been the biggest thrill of the trip. It certainly had to beat the 22-hour bus ride back home. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.